Good morning to each of you. It's a blessing again to be here this morning. This morning, I'd just like to open with a word of prayer, and then I will get into what the Lord has laid on my heart. Father, we come before you. We thank you so much for all you've done. We thank you for being here with us, guiding, leading, and protecting us, Father. Father, we ask that you would be with me as I share. Help me to say the things that you want me to say in the way you want me to say them. Father, help me to only honor and glorify you. I pray this all in your name. Amen. So this morning, what's been on my heart to share is something God has been doing in my own heart. I've been thinking of the last few weeks about the war we are in as Christians, and are we engaged in fighting? To begin with, there's a couple scriptures I would like to read. Ephesians 6, verse 10, and we'll read to verse 20. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, the utterance may be given, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So, I don't have time to go through all the verses and take each of the weapons that we have in our to engage in the fight that we're called to fight in. I'm not going to do that this morning. I'd like to look at verse 13 and 14. Wherefore, take ye on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness. The thing that's been on my heart here the last few weeks is maybe something more I've faced, but for me, it's easy to get the idea that if we are working to stand and be faithful with all we have, that we are trying to work out our salvation. And I don't know if any of you have had to battle that ideology in your mind or not, but I have, and it's a lie from the devil. If Dad read a verse in Revelations that says we'll be judged by our works. And if we are going to be judged by our works, it is very important that we are working in fighting in God's kingdom. If we look at 1 Timothy 6, we'll read verse 11 to 14. 1 Timothy 6, starting in verse 11. But thou, O man, flee these things, and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called, and hast professed a good profession, before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here, Paul is giving Timothy the command to fight. Fight the fight of faith. And that's my burden, that we are all engaging in that, and because it's a very important fight. If we turn to 2 Timothy 4, and let's read verse 6 through 8. 2 Timothy 4, verse 6. For I am now ready to be offered. At the time of my departure, it is at hand. I have fought the good fight of faith. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. And so my mind went to, so what are the battles we are called to fight? They are very real. And what are we fighting? And so looking at the two, so I kind of had two questions that came to my mind as I read the last two references. There's two questions that came to my mind. Who are we fighting and what are we fighting for? So, to the question who we are fighting, we would probably all say that we're fighting the powers of darkness. And that is true. But what does that really look like? We all know this is not a physically combative fight. So, as we go through life, what are we looking for in an enemy? What defines someone or something as an enemy? A very common rule in the military is if you have to know who your enemy is and what his goal is. If you think of the Vietnam War, is considered a war that we lost is the U.S. And we fought for 20 years in Vietnam and we lost something like just shy of a million U.S. soldiers in that war. But the biggest complaint that the people, the veterans coming back from that had was we didn't know who we were fighting. And the U.S. had way outmanned and way outgunned the Vietnam, but they didn't know who they were fighting, and so they couldn't win. If you cannot define who you are fighting, you will certainly be defeated. So my thought was, maybe answering the second question would be easier. Or if we answered the second question, we could answer the first one easier. What are we fighting for? If we read Ephesians 6, verse 13 again. Ephesians 6, 13. Wherefore, take ye the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And then it goes on there, but so I think we're called to stand. If we read and go back, jumping back and forth, if you go back to 2 Timothy 4, verse 7, it says, Paul says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Is keeping the faith, is that what our fight is? I think it is. And so our enemy is anything and everything that is trying to make us lose our faith, that is distracting us from our goal. I think we would do well to look at what is trying to run us off course. Are we feeding those appetites? There are people who do not want to see you spiritually, to see you succeed spiritually. How much casual time do we spend with them? How much time do we spend with people who do not want to see the church prosper? I do not have answers to all the questions. How are the a few ways that I have a few ways here that I feel like the church is being assaulted, or us as individuals are being assaulted spiritually. Prosperity, I feel, is probably what is taking more people off course now than anything else. And I could be wrong on that, but I would say that that's probably our number one enemy. It gives us a relaxed view of war, and aiming for the wrong goals, which in turn makes us fight the wrong battles. If we're relaxed about the war we're in, it's going to bring us to ruin. Another one I've thought of is ungodly influences is another way Satan tries to get us. You know, and I work every day with people who have the capability to influence me in a negative way. Do those people that I work with, do they know what I stand for? And that's a question that we should all ask ourselves. It's not like we can get away from that. But is there a clear, definite line in our lives that people know that I'm not going to cross that, that they know which side I'm on and which side I'm fighting for? I want to encourage us all to engage in the fight. There's much that needs done. How am I contributing? It's a burden on my heart that there's plenty to do in God's kingdom. And there's people who feel like they can't do much. But prayer is a weapon that cannot be beat. You will not use it too much if your goal is to advance God's kingdom. And I just want to encourage all of you, fight. Let's press on and let's not hold back. That's all I have.